Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. If you want to learn English speaking, learn correct pronunciation, then as you know, we at Adept English believe that this is achieved mainly by doing lots of listening. But I think it's also helpful sometimes for us to focus on elements of pronunciation which English language learners find particularly difficult. If you like, it's the helping hand of Adept English, Rule 6 from the 7 Rules, which means that we give you extra help on the bits of language learning that are difficult. If you want to learn English speaking, then focusing on pronunciation specifically is useful. You'd like to improve English pronunciation? Well, how about today we give it some focus and I'll give you some English speaking practice too. So one of the things that can be difficult about English is pronouncing words where there are lots of consonants altogether. Let me explain more what I mean here. English, like many other European languages, is made up of individual words, and within the words are letters. So you may have learned the English alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, etc. And our letters are either vowels, that's V-O-W-E-L-S, vowels are A, E, I, O and U, or our letters are consonants, that's the other 21 letters of our 26-letter alphabet. So if you're unfamiliar, that word again is consonant, C-O-N-S-O-N-A-N-T, and it means a letter that isn't a vowel. So in common with some other European languages, we often have words which contain a lot of consonants together. Take, for example, the word spread. That's S-P-R-E-A-D. To spread is a verb, of course. And as an example, it's what you do with your butter on your toast or your bread. You spread it. And the word spread may be more difficult to pronounce if you're not used to saying three consonants altogether. You have to make a spr sound, spr, S-P-R, for spread. So it depends what your native language is. But if your native language doesn't have lots of consonants together like this, then your mouth isn't used to making lots of sounds together like this. So it can be a problem to actually say those consonants all together. Words like stringed, S-T-R-I-N-G-E-D, or podcasts, or tasks. So words where there are a lot of consonants and not many vowels. Stringed, for example, has 6 consonants, but only 2 vowels, one of which isn't even pronounced. This may need practice. And sometimes English language learners who struggle with this can end up missing letters out. So instead of saying the word expect, E-X-P-E-C-T, you might say instead expect. That would be an error in your pronunciation. This can also be difficult when you are reading words and then trying to pronounce them. So if you're confronted with a word with lots of consonants and only a few vowels, you may struggle to know how to pronounce it. Try these ones out. I'll give you the answers later on. I'll spell out some words. You see if you can write them down and then see if you know how to pronounce them. Here goes. B-L-A-C-K-S-M-I-T-H. C-A-T-C-H. P-H-R-A-S-E, B-U-T-T-E-R-S-C-O-T-C-H, G-R-A-N-D, C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N, SKYSCRAPERTASKMASTER. So that's six words altogether. I'm aware that might have been quite difficult. Another way to do it, have a look at the transcript. About halfway down the first bit after the third, fourth paragraph, there's a list of words in capitals. Try and read those. That's another way to do it. I'll give you the answers shortly. So what have all these words that I've just spelt out to you in common? Well, they all have a number of consonants in the middle which aren't separated by vowels. So you have to say these consonants as a group and include all of them. Now, if your own language is German or a similar language, this may not be difficult for you because it happens all the time in your own language. In fact, German probably does this consonant clustering even more than English does. Haben Sie Schwierigkeiten mit der Aussprache Ihrer Konsonantengruppen? Ich denke nicht, wenn Sie Deutsch sprechen können. That's just to amuse our German listeners in case they're finding this all too easy. What these words also have in common is that they're compound words. They're English words which are in fact made up of two separate words joined together. These aren't the only type of words which have lots of consonants together, which can be difficult to pronounce, but compound words commonly have lots of consonants together in the middle. So one of the words I spelt out for you was C-A-T-C-H-P-H-R-A-S-E. So there you've got T-C-H-P-H-R all together in the middle, which looks very confusing. How on earth do you say that, you may ask? That word, by the way, is pronounced catchphrase. But it's much easier when you realise that this word is two words joined together. So here, catch and phrase. And what's a catchphrase? It's a saying that a certain character has associated with them. So Homer Simpson says, doe. Or Spock might say, live long and prosper. They're catchphrases, and that's a compound word, and they contain a lot of consonants all together in the middle. Just pausing a minute there to remind you of our podcast bundles. If you want to be perfectly spoken, learn English online, or even better, go to our website at adeptenglish.com and pay a small charge for 50 of our podcasts all in one quick download. We have hundreds of past podcasts that are still really good English language listening practice, and many of them are no longer available online. So if you'd like even more English language listening, buy an Adept English podcast bundle. Back to our subject. Lots of consonants together can occur in any word, not just compound words. What about words like syndrome, S-Y-N-D-R-O-M-E, or worldly, W-O-R-L-D-L-Y? So there aren't many vowels in those words to help you out. As you're listening to this podcast, you're probably getting an idea of whether or not this is a problem for your pronunciation. As I said, it will depend to some extent on what language you're coming from. So this may be something to focus on, or it may be something that you find easy. Anyway, the pronunciation of those words which I spelt out for you earlier, here it is. B-L-A-C-K-S-M-I-T-H is pronounced blacksmith. We've covered the next one, catchphrase. I then gave you B-U-T-T-E-R-S-C-O-T-C-H. And that's pronounced butterscotch, G-R-A-N-D-C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N is pronounced grandchildren, S-K-Y-S-C-R-A-P-E-R is pronounced skyscraper, and finally, T-A-S-K-M-A-S-T-E-R is pronounced taskmaster. I'll give you a few more words with lots of consonants and few vowels so that you can practice. These ones are all past participles, another part of English where consonants cluster up, lots of them together. Try to make sure all the consonants are pronounced. Make sure when you say them that you're not losing any consonants. Try saying these ones after me. Crunched. Bounced. Grasped. Swirled. Splurged. Boxed. Expected. Okay, just out of interest, let us know if you would be interested in a whole course on English pronunciation. Would it be helpful to you if Adept English released a course focused entirely on pronunciation? Let us know. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.